It is so good for us to be together this night. Tonight, we are with Jesus. We are with Jesus at the Last Supper. In particular, I want to say how very happy I am to be with my brother priests, Father Briggs and Father Workman, also my brother deacons, Deacon Kong and Deacon Rob. I also want to introduce to everyone, there's someone who's been with us for almost this whole year, since September, a seminarian. His name is Reginald. He is with our diocese, one of our diocesan seminarians. He's from Cameroon originally. He's actually kind of new in the country, just came in the country back in August. But since September, Reginald has been coming here weekly with another seminarian, Andrew, and the two of them have been teaching here at our parish, teaching adults who are going to become Catholics. And so Reginald is here with us tonight, tomorrow, and for the Easter Vigil, and for Easter Sunday. And at the Easter Vigil, he'll get a chance to see the people he's been teaching get baptized, confirmed, and receive their first Holy Communion. So it is a blessing for us all to be together. And again, I just want to say how blessed I am, how happy I am to be with my brother priests, my brother deacons, and a future priest, Reginald. As we gather tonight, I want to offer to us a guide, someone who can help us this night, which is so important, and these days, which are so holy, the Triduum, this Mass of the Last Supper, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, and Easter Sunday. As I offer to you this guide, I was thinking as I was preparing this earlier that you may be thinking I'm going to offer you some kind of an artificial intelligence guide. This person is a real person, and her name is Valerie. And Valerie has a lot of experience because she's 102 years old. She lives at the Brightview Senior Living Center. She is an amazing woman, a woman of great faith. Another very interesting thing about her, there is a bishop who soon is going to be beatified this coming September. He's been deceased since the early 1980s, Archbishop Sheen. He is going to be beatified in September, and she actually was confirmed by him. So it's been interesting to talk with her at Brightview, get to know her. She has a great memory, although at 102, the last couple months, she's actually been failing somewhat. I bring her up because in the last few weeks, I had the chance to visit her. The occasion for that visit, that day, Father Briggs and I went to Brightview over on Gallows Road. There's about 100 residents there. And Father Briggs and I were going from Catholic to Catholic, room to room. There's about 25 or so residents are Catholic, going to their rooms and offering them confession and anointing of the sick. We do this throughout the year, but especially during Lent and Advent to make sure all the Catholics are receiving those sacraments. So just a few weeks ago, I was with Valerie in her room, and I gave her the anointing of the sick. At one point in this rite, and Father Workman and Father Briggs will know about this because we do this all the time, in the rite of this sacrament, we put our hands on the heads, on the head of the person that we're anointing. We put our hands there in silence. Then after that silence, the silent prayer, we then put oil on our thumbs. We put the oil on the forehead of the person and on the hands of the person. The oil of the sick. We give the anointing of the sick. When I was doing this with Valerie a few weeks ago, when I put my hands on her head, when in silence I was praying over her, she did something that I've never seen before. I've been anointing people for almost 36 years now, and I myself have been anointed a number of times, two times actually by Father Briggs. I'm still alive, which is a good sign. But I was doing this with Valerie, and I put my hands on her head, and she took her right hand, and she put her hand on top of my hands, and she pressed down. She pressed down. Now, I didn't ask her why she did that, but I can guess why she did that, and I want to share with you my speculation right now. She is a woman of great, great faith. It's been wonderful to know her these last few years since she moved into Brightview. She has great faith. She knows that us priests are other Christs. She knows that when we give a sacrament, the person she's encountering in that sacrament is Jesus himself. And so when Christ is putting his hands on her head, she doesn't just want the priest to rest his hands on her head, to touch her head. She wants Christ to press on her head. She wants Christ to go deep into her body, into her soul. She wants to have a profound experience of Jesus. So tonight, I want to offer Valerie as a guide for all of us for this Holy Thursday, this Mass of the Lord's Supper, the procession, and other things that follow, tomorrow, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, then Easter Sunday. Valerie will be our guide. The way that she'll be our guide, in just a few moments, we'll be having the washing of the feet. 12 men for the parish will be coming forward up here as their feet are being washed. It is a representation of what we just heard in the gospel, what Jesus did for the apostles. He washed their feet. And then after having washed their feet, Jesus explained why he did this, what he wanted his apostles to learn. As I have done for you, he said, I want you to do for one another. And so then, as this is taking place, Jesus is teaching every one of us how we are to be with each other. Patient, generous, willing to give of ourselves, even when it's distasteful, even when it's hard, even when we don't want to do it. And as this is happening, we can imagine Jesus putting his hand on our head and indicating, this is the lesson I have for you. While we watch, Jesus is saying to each one of us, this is what I want you to do. And he's got his hand on our head, teaching us. With his hand on our head, we in our imagination will reach up and put our hand on top of his and press down, saying, Jesus, what you did, what you teach, I want to do. I want it to go deep into me. Later in the Mass, at this Mass, we remember that Jesus gave us his own self in the Holy Eucharist. We'll receive him. He'll come inside of us. He'll be feeding our hearts, consoling us, giving us strength. When we are back at our places, kneeling down, enjoying his presence, we will take our hands and put them over our hearts and press and say, Jesus, thank you for your consolation. Jesus, thank you for your strength. I will always honor you. I will always receive you in Holy Communion. Later on, as the Mass ends, we'll be having our Eucharistic procession. We'll process through the church. Every one of us has a chance to gaze upon the Lord and adore him. Then the procession will leave the church and go down to our cafeteria, to Hayden Hall. As this procession takes place, and as you all have a chance to enter in, imagine Jesus with his hand on your shoulder, saying to you, follow me. Follow me no matter what, in joy, in sorrow. Follow me. And as we follow him, with that hand on our shoulders, we put our hand on top of his and we press hard. So that reality of his call, of that call to follow me, goes deep inside of us. As we spend time with him in adoration, this reminder of Jesus in agony between his Last Supper and Good Friday when he suffered. We know that night he contemplated what he was going to do. He contemplated dying for the sins of the world. He was sweating, and he was sweating blood. As we're in that time of adoration, we can imagine Jesus putting his hand out to us and touching our cheek as we behold his face with blood coming down, sweating blood, sweating. And he'll be saying to us, "You too will be in agony. You too will have your heart broken by those you love. Don't run away. Although you'll be tempted to run away, don't run away. Stay. Stay, and I will strengthen you." And as we behold his face, we'll take our hands and put it to our face with his hand on our face, and we'll press hard so his strength goes deep into us so we can be like him and stay with those people who cause us pain, who hurt us, but nonetheless we're called to love. Next, tomorrow, Good Friday, we'll behold Jesus nailed to the cross. And this time his hands won't be touching us because they're nailed to the cross. But we can come to him and put our hands on his feet and say, "Jesus, I'll always be with you, no matter what. When you bless me, when you challenge me, when you ask me to do hard things, I'll be with you." And then for the Easter Vigil, again, Jesus won't touch us because he's in the tomb. But we, outside the tomb, as we begin the Easter Vigil, we'll put our hands together in prayer. And we'll say to Jesus, "I believe. I don't see, but I believe. This looks so bad. This is bad. But in some mysterious way, you will bring good out of this. I believe in you, Jesus." And then at the end of the Easter Vigil, and on Easter Sunday and during the Easter season, he will be in front of us, resurrected, glorified, with his hands on our arms, our hands touching his, both of us pressing together. He'll be looking at us and saying, "I am risen. I have vanquished sin and death. I am victorious, and you will be too if you stay with me." So then tonight we have a guide, Valerie, who took her hand and pressed on the hands of Christ on her head. We'll do the same. Our hands on his, our hands on him. Tonight, this Mass of the Lord's Supper, tomorrow, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, and on Easter Sunday, our hands pressed with Jesus as he rises again. Amen. Hermanos en Cristo, buenas noches. Me alegro mucho este tiempo juntos esta noche. Es siempre una bendición cuando podemos encontrar. Es tan importante que encontramos esta noche, porque esta noche observamos, honramos y participamos en la última cena de Jesús. Esta noche, este año, tenemos una bendición doble, porque este año es año de San Francisco de Asís. Él se murió hace 800 años. Papa León declaró este año en su honor. Entonces, este año tenemos oportunidad de recibir de él su intercesión muy especial. Y creo que por los estigmas él tiene en su cuerpo, él es tan importante a nosotros porque él es tan cerca a Jesús. Él es un ejemplo, alguien para imitar, porque con Él podemos acercar profundamente a Jesús. Esta noche, Jesús nos enseña muchas buenas cosas, pero muchas veces sus enseñanzas a nosotros muy, muy difícil cumplir. Entonces, esta noche observamos, oímos, vemos, pero con la ayuda y con la ayuda de San Francisco de Asís, podemos cumplir lo que Jesús nos enseña. Entonces, esta noche tenemos lavatorio de los pies. 12 hombres de nosotros hoy día, sus pies limpios por Jesús. Es difícil, porque cuando limpiamos los pies, lavamos los pies, es como sacrificio y generosidad. ¿Quién puede ayudarnos con esta enseñanza de Jesús tan difícil? San Francisco de Asís. Él es muy paciente. Él es muy generoso. Mucha atención a los pobres, leprosos, incluyendo los enemigos de Cristo. Entonces, en momento de lavatorio de los pies, podemos rezar a San Francisco de Asís. Por favor, tu intercesión a nosotros, porque queremos cumplir esa enseñanza de Jesús. También, durante la Sagrada Comunión, las hermanas franciscanas de la Eucaristía aquí en nuestra parroquia nos enseña que San Francisco de Asís tiene un amor profundo de la Eucaristía. Nosotros también, pero queremos amar a Jesús en la Eucaristía más. Entonces, esa noche, el momento de Sagrada Comunión, petición a San Francisco. Ayúdame, San Francisco, para apreciar correctamente siempre a Jesús en la Eucaristía. Durante procesión, cuando caminamos con Jesús en la Eucaristía, en la iglesia, y después a la cafetería, durante ese momento, cuando seguimos a Jesús, decimos a San Francisco, ayúdame, por favor, siempre en los pasos de Jesús, en momentos difíciles, como en momentos de gozo. Y durante el tiempo en cafetería esta noche, hasta medianoche, cuando lo adoramos, pensamos en su agonía, hablamos con San Francisco. Ayúdame a continuar con Jesús cuando personas sufren, siempre a sus lados. Mañana, cuando vemos Jesús con sus heridas, como heridas en cuerpo de San Francisco, decimos a él, San Francisco, ayúdame a endurar las heridas de esta vida en nombre de Jesús para ser fiel a él. Y eventualmente, Vigilia Pascual, la Pascua. San Francisco, entendiendo completamente lo que es gozo y alegría, no del mundo, de Dios, especialmente en la resurrección de Jesús. Petición a él, ayúdame, San Francisco, dejar los gozos no son buenos. Yo quiero solamente el gozo y la alegría de Dios. Entonces, esta noche, hermanos, es tan bueno, estamos juntos, reunidos en Cristo. Conmemoramos su regalo a nosotros, Eucaristía. Y para apreciar correctamente esta noche, tenemos San Francisco de Asís para ayudarnos. Esta noche, mañana, la Pascua y durante esta temporada que viene. Amén.